When the president of South Korea visited the U.S. this past week, his first stop wasn't the White House. It was with Netflix. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. On the day he landed in the U.S., South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol met with Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos. The company has arguably done the most of any U.S. firm to support Korea's global reputation as a cultural hub. After the meeting, Netflix announced it would invest $2.5 billion in Korean content over the next 4 years, double the amount it had already invested in the country since 2016. Korea has been a key source of popular content for Netflix since the surprising global success of Squid Game in 2021. The company says 60% of its customers watched at least one Korean-made show last year. It's planning 34 new and returning titles from the country this year. I'm Jeff Colvin.